Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. War is here in the house. Let's go to war. Lots going on. So, first of all, we start with a sign of the times. The military of the United States is tracking a high-altitude balloon over Colorado. No one knows what it's doing there. We assume it's from Beijing again. We assume it's a high-altitude balloon over the western United States spotted by U.S. military aircraft over Colorado. The origin and purpose are not yet known. The balloon is drifting east in the jet stream. But again, I think you'd be naive and remiss and stupid for not understanding this is China spying on the United States again. And Joe Biden does nothing about it. Another sign of the times, quite a few times I've seen great conservative patriots, especially J6ers, try and raise money for their legal fees on GoFundMe, and GoFundMe drops their account. I seem to vaguely remember when the Canadian truckers raised like $10 million. I believe that was on GoFundMe, but again, don't quote me. I'm pretty sure it was GoFundMe, and GoFundMe stopped them after they got the $10 million and said, we're not going to do this for you anymore, and I think handed it over to the Canadian government, but I know they would not raise them any more money. And yet, liberals can raise money for anything they want on GoFundMe, and this takes the cake. A family sets up a GoFundMe account or GoFundMe page for the suspect who allegedly started the shootout at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade. The mother of the suspect who started the deadly shootout, and by the way, I said on Twitter and, you know, on X and on Getter and on Truth Social, all my social media places, I remember saying that the shooters at the parade must be black or minority because it's been 48 hours and no one has said a word about what the color of their skin is. And if they'd been white, you would have heard about it in a matter of seconds. And I turned out to be right again. This suspect is black. And the mother of the suspect, who is black, who started the deadly shootout at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, if he'd been white, you would have heard so many commentaries about crazy white people and guns and take the guns away from conservatives and gun lovers and gun nuts. But when they're black, you don't hear anything. Everything's fine. Everything's copacetic. Everything's fine and dandy when you're black and you shoot up a parade and kill people and wound children. Liberals say nothing. Democrats say nothing. Only when white people shoot someone, even if they're wearing a blue uniform with a badge, policeman, and you're white, you shoot a black guy who's committing a crime, you're a criminal. You're a racist. You're a terrible person. I mean, it starts to be so horrible and so disgusting and so disgraceful. All of us feel it. All of us know it. All of us are thinking it. But nobody wants to say it except Wayne Allen Root. So I'll say it. It's racism. This country is racist against white people. And they're protecting and covering up for black crime. And you're talking to someone who was raised in a black town, went to a black middle school, went to a black high school, invited black kids to my bar mitzvah. I never met a Jew in my life who invited black kids to his bar mitzvah. I'm the only one. And I get along great with black people, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to call it out when I see it. And I see such racism in Hollywood, and such racism in the media, and such racism in Silicon Valley and social media. Such racism in hiring practices. Such racism in DEI. Hiring pilots. Just because they're black, not worrying about how low their test scores are. It's really sad what's happened to our country. It's not about how good you are anymore. It's just, if you're black, you get the job. And if you're white, you don't get the job. You don't get into college. Or if you get into college and you're black, it's free. You get into college and you're white, your middle class or upper middle class parents have to pay $300,000, $400,000 to put you through college. Where's anyone supposed to get that money from? College costs are so bloated, and no one's telling you the reason they're bloated is because they're letting in people of color free and gay people free and trans people free, and they're sticking the white people with the bill. So if you want to go to college and you're white, be prepared to spend $60,000, $70,000 a year. I don't know where anyone gets the money. I have no idea. And the answer is white people aren't really going to college anymore. They're only going to state schools, or they're not going to college at all. But I got on a tangent. Let me get back to the story. The mother of the suspect who started the deadly shootout at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade last week has set up a GoFundMe to help him through this tragic time. Two adult black males were charged with murder Tuesday over the mass shooting that left one dead and 22 injured. 11 of the victims were children. Lindell Mays, 23, of Raytown, and Dominic Miller, 18, of Kansas City, both faced charges of second-degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. And the mother of one of these guys sets up a GoFundMe page, and guess what happened then? The other mother set up a GoFundMe page. And thank God, last I heard, I haven't gotten an update on the story. I printed this out yesterday. But the last I read, both of them were deleted, withdrawn and deleted, because they raised like $40. So it isn't about the raise of the money, because no one, you'd have to be insane to give money to these pieces of garbage. But that anybody would even think to do that, and that GoFundMe would allow you to do it, but they don't let conservatives raise money. If you're a January 6er and you walked into the Capitol building with a can of shaving cream and made a mustache on Nancy Pelosi's framed picture on the wall, you're not allowed to raise money for your $1 million in legal fees. But if you're black and you got in a shootout at a parade and killed one poor woman, mother of two, and badly wounded 11 kids, you're allowed to use GoFundMe. You know what I'd like to say to GoFundMe? It starts with a go and then an F. and then yourself. another side of the times, because no one wants to admit how many injuries there are from the COVID vaccine. It's so sad. But they're not the place where they treated the absolute worst has to be Canada. It just has to be. As bad as it is in America, terrible things going on in America, Australia, Britain, New Zealand. But Canada is an unbelievable place. The Canadian doctors now admit the COVID vaccine left a perfectly healthy woman paralyzed for life. And to make it up to her, they've offered to euthanize her. You can't make this stuff up. We're sorry that you were totally healthy and you never have really any chance to ever die of COVID. But we gave you the COVID vaccine and now you're crippled and paralyzed. And your life is ruined, and you'll never get back your life. But to make it up to you, we're going to kill you. We'll do it nicely. We'll do it for free, but we're going to kill you. Unbelievable. They want to put her down like a dog. Young Ontario woman's life becomes a living hell after Moderna booster shot leaves her paralyzed. Doctors confirm the vaccine connection and offer her medical assistance in dying. That's the Canadian word for euthanasia, MAID. M-A-I-D, medical assistance in dying. Kyla Pollock is a 37-year-old mother from Ontario whose life took a drastic turn after receiving the Moderna COVID-19 booster shot. She experienced paralysis from the neck down. Can you imagine the luck of some people? Kayla's early years were marred by unspeakable cruelty and suffering as an infant. She endured the horrors of severe abuse, including broken bones, cigarette burns, and bruises inflicted upon her body by her parents. And then they took her away from her parents, placed her in a foster home. And then as she got older, she dedicated the majority of her adult years to behavioral training of exotic animals. And eventually wound up in a small town, Mount Albert, Ontario, where she co-raised her son after a separation. And when the pandemic struck, she recalls the mainstream media politicians and public health officials emphasizing the severity of the virus and urging everyone to get vaccinated. She remembers being advised that those at highest risk should prioritize getting vaccinated. And being immunocompromised and a type 1 diabetic, she heeded the advice of health officials and received the first two Pfizer shots and did not experience any issues. Then decided to take a booster. This time it was a Moderna booster. She recounts going to a vaccination drive and the police being there. She found that odd, questioned why the police were present. According to Kayla, people were upset the Moderna was being given out instead of Pfizer, and that's why the police were there. Something didn't sit right in her gut, but she went ahead with the Moderna booster anyway. She did it because she felt it would be mandated at some point anyway, and she might as well get it. She got her shot on January 11th, 2022. 4 days later, her legs gave out. She collapsed. And then 9 days later, she experienced a similar event. And on the morning of February 22nd, 2022, she woke up, opened her eyes, and realized she could not move her body below her neck. She started yelling for help. Her boyfriend heard her, called 911. She was transported to the hospital. And that's it. She's paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of her life. Doctors can't do anything. So they figure, you know, what's the next best thing? Let's kill her. Let's euthanize her. We'll do it for free, though. Because, you know, it's not really a good situation, and we feel guilty about it. Feel a little bit bad about it. This COVID vaccine is a killing machine. Wayne Allyn, be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The roots on fire. Most people are shocked to hear that I'm on a Friday at 3 o'clock. But remember, my Real America's Voice TV show, on a Friday, I usually spend like literally 3 hours scripting the show and putting it on teleprompter and then doing the show. So then it's 4 hours, and then I'm exhausted, and I take the 3 o'clock hour off, the first hour, 3 o'clock Vegas time, 6 o'clock East Coast, and Lee Elsie is my guest host for that first hour, and then I do the second hour on Liddell TV. But I didn't have a Real America's Voice today because I did it on Wednesday because CPAC is going on this week, and they've got over 70 employees, 70 crew members, Real America's Voice, positioned at CPAC. So they had nobody on Friday to shoot my show in either Denver or Miami or Washington, D.C. or New York, all the places Real America's Voice has crews. They were all at CPAC. So I did the show. I filmed it on Wednesday, and it'll air tomorrow in its normal time, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. But I got off today. Today was the first Friday in 18 months where I did not have to do my Real America's Voice TV show. So I actually was able to do the first hour today as well as the whole show. So here I am. By the way, yesterday in the second hour, the Lindell TV hour, I was going to come back and I was going to salute my rabbi because he listens to every hour of every show, Rabbi Phil, Rabbi Philip Goldstein, who is a rabbi and a cantor, beautiful singing voice here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he was listening when I was interviewing Barack Lurie, my buddy, who's a Jewish Republican. And it was two Jewish Republicans on TV together and radio together. And the rabbi was listening. I thought that was funny. Two Jewish Republicans and a rabbi listening. It's got to be a start of a joke, right? And so I was going to come back and say my great friend and one of my heroes, Rabbi Philip Goldstein, is listening, but we had connection problems. It must have been at that moment that Cox Communications went out and we lost our connection, and it took about 4 minutes to reconnect, and then I came back on the show, and then it was too late to say something. So I wanted to say it now. Rabbi Phil, glad you're listening. Glad you're watching when we're on TV, and appreciate you always being there. I've got so many great, great super fans. Rabbi Phil is one, and Colonel Joe, former United States military colonel, former, I think, highest-ranking military man at one of the big military bases in the United States here in Las Vegas. And he's always listening, Colonel Joe. And Dave, my super fan in Allentown, Pennsylvania, my fireman, is always listening with his whole group at the firehouse or down at the bingo hall. We got a lot of great fans who are constantly, and I got, those are the ones who text me. Then I've got like 50 of you on email that email me like 12 times a show. And there's like 50 of you that each send me 10, 12 emails a show. And I just don't, by memory, have everybody's name. But one of the segments we're going to start to do in the future is a segment where I read emails and comments from fans and viewers and listeners. So we're going to start doing that in the near future. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Replatform, because there's a big convention coming to Las Vegas, March 8th through 10th, Replatform Freedom Economy Convention at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. It used to be Bally's, now it's the Horseshoe. Replatform is the largest gathering of parallel economy businesses, consumers, and advertisers in one place at one time. I will be the opening speaker. Come hear from me, the founders of Gibson Go, and many other famous business leaders. The world changed during the COVID pandemic with a merger of corporate media, government, deep state, and big pharma conspiracy. Replatform has been created by the same team who defeated the vaccine mandates. Bravo! Now they're helping Americans like you to pursue happiness and success in the emerging parallel freedom economy. In other words, a separate economy just for conservatives, patriots, and people of faith. Get your tickets now at replatformvegas.com. That's replatformvegas.com. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive 10% off. Replatformvegas.com, promo code WAR. A couple of big news stories I want to run through here. In Argentina, they've got their new president. He's been in office 1 month, Javier Milei. And he's already got achieved their first budget surplus since 2012 after 1 month in office. And you know what I say? That should be Trump's entire starting campaign, right? Right away, day one, ready to go, cut one third of the budget across the board. Every bit of spending in America other than the Pentagon cut by one third. Cut tons of government officials, cut tons of bureaucrats, fire them, fire one-third of all government employees, fire most of the bureaucrats who head the agencies, close some of the agencies, and no one will ever notice. And you'll have a budget surplus, and in a matter of 4 years, you'll have a balanced budget. I also want to mention Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade called each other about 2,000 times in 2021, which averages to 6 times a day, and that's before they say the romance began. So now they're in danger of disqualification in the Trump case because they lied under oath. They both lied under oath.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. The Harris County Medical Examiner's Office in Houston determining the cause of death for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. The ruling, homicidal violence with blunt head trauma. The girl's body found Tuesday submerged in the Trinity River. 42-year-old Don McDougal held without bond in the Polk County Jail, charged with capital murder. According to a recent study published in the American Journal of Public Health, over 40% of Americans have a connection to someone who has succumbed to a drug overdose. President Biden offered his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. The president met in San Francisco with Navalny's widow and daughter just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Corey Myers, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We'll be right back.
Roots on Fire. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Pet Club 24/7. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog Bubba or my dog Buddy. Bubba is my golden doodle. He looks like he's like 150 pounds, but it's mostly hair. But he's huge. He's almost like 5'10" when you stand him up on his hind legs. But he's my baby, and Buddy is our rescue dog, who's like 12 years old. We think about 12. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we could do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of pets. There's over 400 published clinical trials from top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, anything you keep in your house. It's extremely safe, doesn't interact with medications, no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wainwright fans right now at PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. So my guest is Joel Gilbert, who has been on my show several times and has said from day one that he believes Michelle Obama will be the Democrat nominee for president. And I've said it almost as long as him. I'll admit he was the first, but boy, I was a close second. And he hasn't backed off, I'm guessing. That's why I wanted him on the show. I haven't backed off. It's either going to be Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom, and I would say Michelle's in first place, maybe even with Gavin as the vice president. But we both believe that it will not be Biden, and I'm guessing he believes Michelle is still right there sitting in first place. They're going to trot her out at the convention. Joel Gilbert's got a DVD and book, MichelleObama247.com. I wanted to get where you stand on this, Joel. How are you?
To be back, well, since we've talked, it's now become universal. Every single commentator, right or left, conservative, liberal, you name it, they're all saying Biden is toast. Nobody thinks
right.
He can be the nominee.
No, everyone agrees with that, yes. But right. They don't agree on Michelle Obama. You and I are two of the few that mention Obama. I know there's been some really smart people who have too, but maybe a handful. Most people think it's Gavin Newsom. Tell everyone why you think it's Michelle.
Well, I don't think Gavin is realistic. He's a very poor governor here in California. He's kind of a sleazy guy that will say anything with a straight face, kind of like a younger Joe Biden. I don't think he really sells nationally. Don't forget the Democrat Party has trended away from white males. They're all about ethnic candidates. That's why they got rid of Andrew Cuomo. That's why Democrats appointed blacks and minorities to every conceivable position they could. UN ambassador, Supreme Court justice, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, minority leader, you name it. They only go for minorities. So I don't think it's going to be a white male. And I think I've made the case in my film, and we've talked about how I believe Michelle has positioned herself to become the nominee by copying everything Barack Obama did before he ran for president. Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry in 2004. Sure enough, there was Michelle introducing Joe Biden at the Democrat convention in 2020. Barack had a voter registration organization called Project Vote in Chicago. That's how he got his street cred. Michelle got $26 million from George Soros and started something called When We All Vote. That's all she does. She registers people all the time. And, of course, Barack wrote two autobiographies that he based his candidacy on, Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope. Michelle wrote two best-selling autobiographies, Becoming and The Light We Carry. So I think she's positioned herself. They put the DNC in Chicago, of all places, her hometown, and she's the best-loved Democrat. Everybody loves her. She transcends any issues. She's kind of nostalgic. She can appeal to nostalgia. Remember how much you love the Obama years. We didn't have any scandals. So I think it's coming, and it's just a matter of how they do it.
So let's be blunt. I'm going to be very honest with you. I say it all the time on the air. You have no way of knowing that unless you watch my show all the time. I have said so many times, especially on the weekends on my Real America's Voice TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown, again and again, week after week, I say it will never be Biden. My guess it's Michelle. They need a black woman to catapult over Kamala. It's Kamala's turn. They cannot dump her unless they pick another black woman or black man. They can't dump her for Gavin Newsom, because if they jumped over a black woman with a white man, the entire black vote would go to Donald Trump. They'd all freak out. So their only chance of getting back black voters that are leaning out of Trump is to have a black person, and I don't think they'd want Kamala because she's more unpopular than Biden, so it's going to be Michelle. I keep saying that, Joel, and you know what my fan mail says?
what?
Every single letter. Thousands of letters a week. Yeah. And they all go, Wayne, you're so full of it. You must not understand. She's a transgender. She's a man with a penis. She cannot be the presidential nominee. She will be outed as a transgender. That's just not true, right?
Yeah, no, it's not true. Let me make two comments. First of all, about Kamala. Kamala really has no connection to the black community. People overestimate her connection. Kamala's mother's from India. Her father's from Jamaica. So she's not even African-American. She grew up in Canada, and she married a white Jewish guy. So if you're a black person in Atlanta and you don't have anything in common with Kamala, she has no experiences with you. So she really doesn't have any...
And she got no black votes during the primaries, right?
She, right. Well, she has no connection.
And she dropped out. She got zero. Right.
Now, look, the Michelle trans thing came up as a joke from a comedian. It was Joan Rivers. TMZ asked her, will we ever have a gay president? She said, well, Obama's gay, Michelle's a transgender. That's her sense of humor.
And she was, and by the way, she was dead 2 weeks later. Just saying.
Yeah,
I'm
I know. But I'll tell you why. The Internet picked up on that as a joke because Michelle had 15 years of all positive publicity, hundreds of magazine covers, hundreds of positive interviews, fawning media coverage. So I think it was a way of an outlet for people to kind of say something negative about her because of all of Michelle's anti-American rhetoric. But Michelle is absolutely female. Now, she's a total phony in a different way, and I point that out in my film, that Michelle had a terrible relationship with the black community in Chicago that she's afraid of people finding out about. She was the black face of white flight growing up. She refused to study with other black kids. She had no black friends. The black girls would beat her up and call her an Oreo, which was a racial insult, meaning you're black on the outside, but you're really a white girl on the inside.
That's funny. You realize I grew up in high school in the late 1970s, and I went to an all-black high school, and I invited a couple of black kids to go to my bar mitzvah. Joel, yeah. I'm probably the only Jew in the world that invited black kids to his bar mitzvah. And neither of them showed up, and they both said their friends told them they were an Oreo if they showed up. That means black on the outside but white on the inside, right?
So, right. Well, that's what Michelle was. She really was that growing up. Her and her brother went an hour away. They refused to study in an all-black high school right next to their house. And then I talk about how Michelle got her revenge on the black community in Chicago in her career when white liberals had problems with black people and they couldn't hire a white person to do the dirty work. Michelle would take those jobs. She made a ton of money working for the mayor of Chicago. She kicked 20,000 black people out of their homes. She knocked down the projects near downtown to give away the land to Tony Rezko, the real estate developer.
Who was the mayor? Land. Daley? Was that Daley she worked for?
Richard Daley, the son. She worked for Richard Daley. She was assistant planning commissioner. And having shown she could do the dirty work against the black community, Michelle was hired by the University of Chicago Medical Center because the blacks were using their emergency room and didn't have good insurance. They were losing money. So Michelle started something called the Southside Health Collaborative. If you're black and you showed up in the emergency room, Michelle would put you in a white van and dump you back in a strip mall on the Southside in some crappy clinic, denying access to health care. So Michelle was a sellout. She was a sellout. She sold out the black community for a ton of money. And black voters don't like that. So she has a vulnerability. Her biggest vulnerability is how she mistreated the black community. If Donald Trump would simply call her, give her the nickname of phony Michelle Obama, and if he would tweet out and say, Michelle, are you going to apologize for what you did to the black community in Chicago? That would open a whole can of worms.
Right, because by the way, I would guess only black people on the, you know, in Chicago and only insiders who understand the inside the baseball stuff understand any of this. You know, I don't believe Joel Gilbert, you know, in the middle of, I don't know, Fresno, in the middle of, you know, New York City, in the middle of Philly, in the middle of Miami, New Orleans. I don't think black people know that Michelle Obama was not nice to other black people. I don't believe any of them know what you're saying right now.
No.
So Trump's going to have to get it out there. In Chicago, they may know that, but I'll be willing to bet you they'd all vote for her in Chicago, too, because they all voted for Obama. That didn't stop them from voting for her husband. He got 100% of the black vote, basically, like 99% in Chicago. So it's not going to stop him again unless Trump brings it up. He's the one guy that could bring it up. They'll call him racist. He should bring it up anyway. Screw him.
Look, the Obamas ruined race relations in this country to get power. You might remember that the black community did not think Barack was black at first. They thought he was a white guy from Hawaii with white grandparents, you know, grew up in Indonesia, a Harvard lawyer, elitist. Michelle did a lot of work to convince the black community to come on board in 2008. So it really wasn't automatic. But when they got into the White House, the Obamas were something that people were proud of. 80% of both blacks and whites said race relations were good. When the Obamas left the White House, it flipped. Only 20% thought race relations were good because the Obamas exploited race for Barack to get reelected. They embraced Black Lives Matter. They embraced all this you know, radical nonsense of the Black Lives Matter movement. And that's what turned America upside down, courtesy of the Obamas. But Michelle is very vulnerable. She's somebody that's worked very hard for several years. You can look at her Twitter account, how she's trying to convince minority and Black voters, hey, I'm just one of you. And she does that by inventing these phony stories of having suffered racism growing up. And I debunk those in my film and book, Michelle Obama 2024. She suffered no racism. She was an elitist kid. She went to Paris in high school with her French club. She was in a dance class. She grew up in Jesse Jackson's house. She was best friends with his daughter, Santita, when he was running for president. Michelle's father was a precinct captain, political family working for the Democrat Party machine. So if you go to MichelleObama24.com, you can actually see the movie trailer and hook up where to watch the film and get the book.
Look, I want to mention in the last minute or so we have here, right, Chris, about a minute ago, I want to mention nobody has studied the life of Michelle Obama, or Barack for that matter, more than Joel Gilbert, and that's why I have you on. My views have nothing to do with yours, independent of you. I believe for a long time now their only choice is Michelle. I think too many Black voters are straying to the GOP and Donald Trump. The only way they're going to get him back is Michelle. They're going to lose this election by a landslide if it's Biden. But you studied it, and you are here to say for sure you studied her childhood. She was always a woman, correct?
Always a woman and always political. And I think the Obamas are desperate to get back in the White House, and, you know, stay tuned.
There's no Michael Robinson. That's a big internet hoax, right? There's no such thing.
Michelle is a total phony, but not because she's a man.
Right.
She's a sellout. She sold out Black people.
She's a lady phony. She's a lady phony. Joel Gilbert, his DVD and book are at MichelleObama24.com. MichelleObama24.com. Thank you, Joel. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Attention timeshare owners.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Roots on fire. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. So what are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. Price of gold nearing an all-time high. Central banks buying record amounts of gold for the second year in a row. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wainwright sent you, Go Get Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver. Can I say that strongly enough and enunciate it well enough? How would you like to get up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account? All you have to do is say War or Wayne Allyn Root. Go to Goldgate Capital today. Tell them War sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Okay, so I was talking earlier about this poor woman that was healthy. And she gets a COVID vaccine, Moderna, in Canada, and she's paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of her life. Her life is ruined. Her life is misery. Can you imagine being paralyzed from the neck down? You just lie in bed all day and stare at the ceiling. I mean, it's just the most horrible end of life anyone could imagine. And the doctors admit it's from the COVID vaccine. So the only thing they're willing to offer her is they feel bad for her, so they're willing to kill her and give her euthanasia. Isn't that nice of them? So I want to give you one more story about the COVID vaccine. Pfizer documents, actually they're documents from the FDA and Pfizer, show that COVID vaccine shedding is real. And I've talked about this many times over the last 3 years, that you cannot, you know, you could be a person who never took the vaccine. You have not taken it. You will never take it. And you could still, you know, hug your friends and shake hands with your friends and hang around your friends. And they took it, and you get it. Okay? It absolutely, they shed, it sheds. And so here's an article that says it took the sleuthing public, including the diligent truth seekers at the frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance Advocacy Group, a while to find all this, but we now know that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA itself, we know from them themselves that the mRNA gene therapy products, meaning the COVID-19 vaccine, do in fact shed onto others from those who take them. A 2015 document called Design and Analysis of Shedding Studies for Virus or Bacteria-Based Gene Therapy defined shedding as the release of viral or bacterial gene therapy products from the patient through one or all of the following ways, through feces, urine, saliva, other fluids, or through the skin. The same document goes on to explain, according to the FDA, what gene therapy products are. All products that mediate their efforts by transcription and or translation of transferred genetic material. Since both the mRNA injections for COVID and the adenovirus vaccines fall into this category, this is a clear-cut admission from the FDA that people who are fully vaccinated for COVID shed these poisons, the spike proteins, onto others through contact or close proximity, vindicating independent researchers who've been warning about this threat for years. And I also have had guests on this show tell you multiple times, and I read you multiple studies, that indicated that if a mother takes the vaccine and she breastfeeds, the baby drinks the spike protein in the breast milk. Very scary. Dr. Pierre Corey, talking about the shedding phenomenon and the risks involved. The fully jabbed are contaminating others with spike proteins and other deadly jab components that are now being found in breast milk. And the threat can last for at least half a year after the person gets injected, meaning the risk of shedding is not just a temporary thing that lasts a few days, as some claim. COVID jabs are deadly bioweapons spreading disease and death all over the world, is what this article says. And I don't believe that's an exaggeration in any way, shape, or form. It's really quite amazing. You know, they came out with a new study, and they said the COVID vaccine causes slightly elevated risk for myocarditis. First of all, I could give you 100 reasons why it was a bogus study, and they lied, and they committed scams, and they committed fraud, and they played with words, but forget about all that. In the history of America, there's never been a company and a CEO who found out your product gave you a mild risk of a heart attack or heart problems for the rest of your life, serious heart problems, a slightly elevated risk of it, and didn't disclose it to the public, and you didn't go to jail for the rest of your life. It wasn't considered some form of manslaughter. There's no CEO that would be forgiven for doing that. So even if it was true that it's only a slightly elevated risk of myocarditis, but you know what's interesting? I've seen some articles over the weekend. There are 100 other things it causes that they never mention that make people very sick, very ill, very disabled for years or maybe for the rest of their lives. And they never, in that study, looked at any of that. They only released myocarditis as an elevated risk, and they made downplayed it and make it like it's no big deal. It is a big deal. They're all big deals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.